It's good to be back, Rabbi Zayn. Okay. I think we've been in Zvachim already close to 2 years. So now we're going to pluck some of the Pachim for the next couple of months, and then we're going to go to Menachas. Mitzvah Shem. So we're starting with Perek Vav. Perek Ezel Mekoymen deals with the Mekoymes that are for each carbon. And basically, the Tzofen of the Azor is kosher for all the Korbanos. And meaning Kachem Kalim, even though it's Shechitas and Bedorim, but it's kosher. It's kosher, but Tzofen. Right, it's even a shayla if it's a lachatchila b'diavad, but it's zikah kosher b'dorim b'tzofim, and kosher kedoshim are only kosher b'tzofim. So basically, this perek handles with the mizbeach itself. If the mizbeach itself is a mokum shchita, right? Meaning that, as the word means, mizbeach is a loshen zavach. Does the mizbeach itself have a kashrus? And is it sad that it should be kosher for everything? Is it sad it should be kosher for nothing? Because on the one hand, you can look at it. First of all, you have to know where the Mizbech is. That's number one. You have to know where physically the Mizbech is. So that we'll see by Yosef Machlekes Tanoim, where the Mizbech is. Because the Torah only talks about the Tzofen of the Mizbech and the Dorm of the Mizbech. The Torah doesn't directly address the Mokum of Mizbech. Is the Mizbech on the Tzofen? Is the Mizbech on the Dorm? Is the Mizbech down the center? That's a Machlekes. What's the din of the Kaka under the Mizbech? So that's the first question. But irrelevant almost to that, you could analyze the Mokum of the Mizbech itself. Meaning, you could analyze that if it's B'Tzofen, so Zichar Kosher, because it's Tzofen. If it's B'Dorm, you could say it's Zichar Posel. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that even if it's B'Tzofen, it's possible. Because it's not the kark of the Mizbech. It's not the kark of the Azor. Just like we had earlier, I'm sure everyone remembers from Daf Chovov, that if the Shechet is hanging in the ear, and he shechs, so it's not called Ayerach HaMizbech, right? Which means that it's not just a question of direction, the south part of the Azor, the north part of the Azor. The Azor is not just broken up by directions. There's Mekoymes in the Tzofen that are kosher. And Ayerach HaMizbech means the ground next to the Mizbech, that's its kosher. So then it would mean, potentially, even the Mizbech is B'Tzofen, it could still be possible. And even if the Mizbech is Bedorim, it could still be kosher, possible for Kachem Kalim. Because potentially we could say that the Mizbech is not called Al-Yerich Mizbech. That's another possibility. Then the third possibility is that the Mizbeach is Mukdish B'Yoseh. I'm giving you a Svarah. Forget my Svarahs. We'll see Psukim. But I'm giving you Svarahs. The Mizbech is a Mokum HaMukdish B'Yoseh. And therefore, the Mizbeach has its own identity as a Mokum Shechita. It's a Mokum Avoida. The Mizbeach itself is a Mokum Avoida. On its own right, it's an embassy, has its own rights. The Mizbeach. And Memeila, the Mizbeach itself has, even if it's Bedorim, has the Mairos of Tzofen. So these are completely different ways to learn, with countless nafkamins, you know, as basic as Kabbalah. Because our Mishnah and Maisa Paskins, according to the Tana, according to Abiyasi, according to first Tana, and that's the way we Paskin, that the Mizbech is kosher for Kodesh Kadosh. What about Kabbalah? Okay, Kabbalah also needs to be B'Tzof. What about doing Kabbalah on the Mizbech? So the Briskerov sees that as a big open question. Because it's not addressed. It's not addressed in the Mishnah, it's not addressed in the Sugya. So the Briskerov over here is Choyker whether you could do kabbalah on the mizbech, right? But that all goes back to what is the mizbech. If the mizbech is tzofen, there's no real makom to analyze. It's tzofen. If the mizbech is something else, then we can analyze. What's the? Maybe it's only kosher for shechita. It's a pasuk from the Zavach to Olav. We learn out of a pasuk. Maybe the pasuk is only talking about shechita. Chazon Ish comes, the same shayla of the Brisker Rav. Is the mizbeach only kosher for shechita, or is it also kosher for kabbalah? As far as the din sofen, meaning could you be makabel the blood of the kodesh kedoshim on the mizbeach? And he says, of course you can, because the source that you need kabbalah but sofen is shechita. The Gemara says that we learn zrika kabbalah from shechita. So if Shchit is kosher, or Gabi Mizbeach, then surely Kabbalah is kosher. That's the Chazon Ish. But the way we broke it up, it's not necessarily Mukhrich. In other words, if we're just analyzing Tzof and not Tzof, then what the Chazon Ish is saying is Mukhrich. Meaning, once it's Tzof for a Shchit, the Kabbalah can't be different, because the holding Kabbalah of Tzof is learned out from Shchit is Tzof. But if you learn that the Rosh Mizbeach is a separate halach, and the Torah was Mar be Rosh Mizbeach, the Shechita, Lav Davke, doesn't work for Kabbalah. So this is something that's open for debate.
Is it even practical to do Kabbalah in a different place than Shechita? Doesn't Kabbalah have to be in the first place? The Shechita over here, you have to...
Hey, just move it on. Immediately. It's a theoretical question. Theoretical. But I mean... Probably could be done, yeah. If you do it right at the edge of the Mizbeach, probably do that. Okay. So let's start the parak. Kodshi Kedoshim Sheshochton B'Rosh HaMizbeach. Kodshi Kedoshim that you shechter on top of the Rosh HaMizbeach. And they have a din that has to be B'Tzofen. Reb Yossi Amir. It's considered that they were shechted in the tzofen. Rabbi Yosef about meaning it's kosher. Now he doesn't say if it's lachatchila, if it's b'diavad. It's kosher. In fact, the lashon of the Mishnah sounds like it's b'diavad. Right? The lashon of the Mishnah sounds like it's b'diavad. So if you look at Tesis, Taka says it's b'diavad, but he drums up a different reason why it's b'diavad. Tesis says, "Mideraisa the top Tesis, Mideraisa sheichet leketchil, Mideraisa you could shecht on the mizbech leketchil, kidedarshina mizavachtol." So Tesis bothered. So why does the Mishnah use the lashon b'diavad? The Shema the Noka b'diavad midrabbonim shereitar b'tzkulol, meaning you'll be a zuzel to the mizbech, the behemoth is going to start letting out some dung, so therefore you shouldn't put it on the mizbeach. Meaning it's a drabon in the kedim. But the rice of mamish, the mizbeach is kodshi kedoshim, literally. There's no question. That's what Tosfos says. The problem is the way Tosfos learns, many gedolei achronim say that there's no such thing as a gzera drabonin. Something that the Torah says beferish mutter. Right? Something that the Torah, the famous Taz, that's why there's no gzera drabbe on Mila b'Shabbos. Why don't we say Gzeir the Rabbe, Shemi Avi Renu, you may come to carry the knife. So the Taz brings down in Yerudei Kufyud Zayin that Gzeir the Rabbe is only Shaykh if the Torah didn't explicitly say to do it. So if Steinemann Zatzal, in his Chidushim and Zvochim, he brings this Tosfos, and he says it doesn't really fit with that Mahalach of many of the Achronim, that something that the Torah Beferish is Matir, there's no Mokum for so we'll see, we'll get to that problem, but that's Tosfos. But the bottom line is, Tosfos al tzuchus kotshin, Tosfos holds there's no issue of shechting it, even l'chatchil on top of the mizbeach. There's zaytig a gzeir. It's like gzeir ha'azuzel to the mizbeach, if the behemah will let out some dung, that's the problem. Yeah, as if it's Tosfos. Okay. So the Mishnah says that that's the shita of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says it's kilu, it was shechta b'tzofa. And Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda is cholik. Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda emer, mechatzi ha-mizbech l'dohoim k'dohoim. Mechatzi ha-mizbech l'tzofa k'tzofa. This is a very strange shita, because this is l'chor malav shoch. If the mizbeach is b'tzofen, so what's the difference? Right? What's the difference between the tzofen and the darim of the mizbeach? It's all b'tzofen. Right? If the mizbeach itself is not a mokum aroyel l'shchita, so it should be possible for everything. The whole part of it should be possible for everything. Right? If the mizbeach is considered like you're on the floor, so then, if it's all on the tzofen, it should be tzofen. If it's all on the dorim, it should be dorim. Right? If it's in the middle, if the mizbech is in the middle, then it makes a lot of sense what he's saying. I mean, it's poshut like that. Then it comes out as a machlokes tamaim. Where is the mizbech situated? So the Gemara is going to shvitz on this. The Gemara says, we're just going to start the Gemara. We'll go into this more next week. The Gemara itself, this week I want to focus on the Mishnah. But the Gemara says, Omar Avasi, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Omar Hoyo Rabbi Yosi, Kuli Mizbeach B'Tzofen Koi. Rabbi Yosi Shita, the Tanakam in the Mishnah, he holds that the whole Mizbeach is B'Tzofen. The whole Mizbeach is on the north of the Kotchei Kedoshim. It's all B'Tzofen. So if that's the case, why does the Mishnah use a Lashon Ki'ilu? The Mishnah should just say that it's tough. It is tough. Says, what's the kilu? Says the Gemara, my kilu. Ma'u de temo, be'imim al yerach v'reko. It has to be al yerach. It has to be on the bottom. Yerach is the bottom of the mizbech, on the floor, which is mamash the karka. Yerach is like the feet of the mizbech, which is the karka. V'reko. Komash malon, that is taka kosher. Now this komash malon is not, again, so what's the komash malon? Does the Gemara mean komash malon that this is Yerach HaMizbech? Right? Komash malon that the Mizbeach is called Yerach HaMizbech. So if that's the case, the Mizbeach is a duplicate of the Azara. It's a duplicate. The problem I have with learning that way is then what's the kilu? Weiter schwer, what's the kilu? You understand what I'm saying? In other words, there's two questions here. This is the Gemara doesn't say, but there's the whole two questions one can ask here. One question is the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara is, what's the lashon kilu? But I want to ask you a different question. If kulim is beich b'tzofen, so what do I need this Mishnah for? What do I need the Mishnah for, Bechlal? Not what's the Lashon Kilu. What do I need the Mishnah for? Right? So really, there's two questions here. What do I need the Mishnah? If the whole Mizbech is B'tzofen, so what does the Mishnah have to say? It's kosher. I don't need this whole Mishnah. Kosher Kedoshim Sheshachtim B'Arosh HaMizbech Kosher. That is tzofen. What? That's one question. The other question is, that even if the Mishnah has to tell me a Chiddush, right? Why does the Mishnah say Ki'ilu? It's not Ki'ilu, it is tough. So there's a verbalage question, and there's a question, B'chlal, what do I need the Mishnah for? They're two separate questions. L'chayim, the Gemara only answered one of the questions. The Gemara answered why you need the Mishnah. Ma'u d'teima, I would think that the top of the Mizbech is not tough. Right? So, the Gemara is only answering why I need a Mishnah. The Gemara is not answering the lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah could have just said, Kol HaKoshim, Sheshachtam Oish HaMizbeach Kshir. Period. It's not Kilu Shachtam itself. It is tzof. Right? Or Oish HaMizbeach Harehu tzof. But you don't have to say that. Why would you think otherwise? Once the Mishnah says, the Gemara L'chayim is only answering why I would on my own know in spite of the fact that the Mizbeach is on the tzofen of the Azorah, I wouldn't know it's kosher. That's all the Gemara answered. The Gemara didn't answer the other question. The Gemara did not answer, why did it say Kiyu? That doesn't fit with what we do. It's every tzrichas in Gan Shas. It doesn't say Kiyu. Whenever you have a tzrichas in Shas, where without the Mishnah I wouldn't know it, but now the Mishnah is telling you it's good. It doesn't say Kiyu, it's good. It's good, period. So the Lachara, the only way for the Lashon HaMishnah to make sense is if we say, you know what, it's taka not Erech HaMizbech. It's taka not Zofoin. And that's why the Mishnah is not coming to tell you this is called Erech HaMizbech. The Mishnah is telling you this is kosher as though it were to be, but it isn't. This is pivotal, because it's pivotal to all the other halachas that we're going to have. So this Kiyu, even though it's one word, changes the whole picture. So L'chaira, when the Gemara says my Kiyu, and the Gemara says Mahu Detema, and many of the Achroim and Achroiker, what's the Kamash Malon? To me, there's only one way to learn the Kamash Malon. Because if you don't learn that the Kamash Malon is that it's kosher in spite of the fact that it's not Yerech HaMizbech Tzafayna, then you didn't answer the question of Kiyu. Now, as all the Achroinim are clearing over here, what's the Kamash one? Is Kamash one that it's suffering, or is Kamash one that it has a din Kiyu suffer? To me, there's only one way to learn, and that is Kiyu. Because if the Kamash one is suffering, then you still have the question. The question is, why Kiyu? If the only thing was there was a Reyeser, then maybe it's not Yerach, Kamash one it is Yerach. So Kamash one, not that it's Kiyu, Kamash one it is. So say it. And it's not a dafka rav dafka question here. It's a very dafka question because it makes a big nafka mina for Kabbalah. Because if you're going to tell me that in fact the mizbeach is not Yerach HaMizbeach, right? Which means that the mizbeach be'etzem is not a kium of shechting the korban b'tzofen. So now it's all. Let's keep on going. Just another couple of lines. Zok to Gemara. Kamash malon. How do we know? We see. Kamash malon. Omer and Zer and Ras. Elam and Ato. So now what's Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda sheet? What is Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda? Hochanami. Does Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda hold Chetzi with Sof and Chetzi with Dor? Right. V'chitei Machanami. Now, what's the problem? Yeah. I mean, what's the Gemara's? B'chlan, what's the Gemara's kash? He goes, Elameata always means the way you're learning it doesn't make sense. What doesn't make sense? Yes. Yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. Ultimately, that is the Machlokes. There is a Machlokes where the Mizbech is. Ultimately, Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda that calls the Mizbech is Bedor. It's not Petzofen at all. Okay? But I'm just asking you, what's the Gemara's Elameata? The Gemara comes running at it. Elameyata, what's going on? What's Elameyata? Yeah. Elameyata, now that you're telling me that there's a salka daitich, that the Mizbech is possible and Kamash one that it's kosher, so what's the Elameyata? What's the Gemara mean? What's the Elameyata? But the way I'm explaining to you the Gemara is Kamash one, it's taka not Yerech HaMizbech, which means that the etzem, the mizbeach, is kosher for its own reason. Right? So then what's Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda saying? It's half here and half here. How does that take care of the Yerach problem? The mizbeach is kosher for a different reason. Bishloima. Notice the Gemara now is very gishmak. Bishloima, if you're learning that the top of the mizbeach is like the floor. So now it would be very galat. This opinion holds the Mizbech is on the Tzofen. That's why it's kosher for Kachi Kadoshim and Kachim Kalam. The whole Mizbech. And this Mandam holds it's in the middle. And that's why it's half of it is kosher for Kachi Kadoshim and half for Kachim Kalam. Everything makes sense. But now the Gemara is Gevaldik. The way we're explaining the Kamal, the Tame, the Kamash 1 is that the top of the Mizbech is not Tzofen. It's not Yerach HaMizbech Tzofen. It's only a Kiyu. It's kosher because there's a new gilui that it's kosher. So then what's where Rabbi Yossi Ben Yehuda coming from? He's saying it's there for any of them. It's neither place.
Unless he argues on that.
Yeah, but at least we understand the flow now. Meaning, what in the world is the Gemara saying? If all we were saying till now was that the top of the Mizbech is equivalent to the floor, so it's beautiful. Yes, he holds it on the Tzofen, and he holds it in the middle. What's the Alameyata? That's all I'm saying. What's the Alameyata? You're right, David. The Gemara now is saying, well, according to Rizzi Rubin, we got to start thinking a whole different weight length now. The weight, meaning the way you're explaining. Now we have to start rethinking.
It makes no sense to be hot-seated.
Exactly. Till now, without your adjustment, without your Mahudate Mekamash one, we have a simple pshat in the Mishnah. He holds it's Putzofen. And Rabbi Yossi Ben Yehuda holds it's in the middle. It's very galak. You don't need any. But now that you're telling me that in fact, because of the din of Yerech, HaMizbeach Tzofena, the Mizbeach is not Tzofen. There's a new din. So what are you going to tell me now, Rabbi Yossi Ben Yehuda? He's going with a different opinion. What does he hold? That's all I'm saying. Every Elameyata and Shas is working off whatever you just said. You're saying, how could you say like this? So what's going to be like this? So Tehmoy Elameyata. Fechitei Malchanami. Vohatu da'amit mishmeid rabiyeich lemoyed rabiyeisi ba'yudu shem shochtan kenegde bekaka psula. So it's not that Rabiyeisi ba'yudu holds that in fact the top of the Mizbech is kosher because of Azor, meaning differently than the Tanakhama. And the Mizbech is stuck in the middle. That can't be. Because he holds the floor, it doesn't work over there. So it's not working out the floor. You understand? You have to understand what the whole Hemshech of the Sugi is. The elephant in the room is what is Rosh HaMizbech? Is Rosh HaMizbech Tzofen? Is it Dorim? Is it half Tzofen and half? That's the elephant in the room. And the whole Gemara here, the way we're learning now, is developing from the word Ki'ilu, has to be that it's not Mamish Tzofen. And the reason why it's not Mamish Tzofen is because otherwise the Tana wouldn't have said Ki'ilu. The Tana would have just said, Kotshi Kodoshim Sheshachtam Reish HaMizbech Kosha. So therefore it can't be Tzofen. If that's the case, now we don't understand Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Ben Yehuda. Unless we say that Rabbi Yossi Ben Yehuda doesn't learn like this. And he taka learns the top of the Mizbech is kosher, not because of a new halacha, but because it's equivalent to the floor. But that can't be, because he says if you do it on the floor over there, it's possible. Which means that Rabbi Yossi Ben Yehuda also holds that the top of the Mizbech is a different location. So we're back to the problem. Then why is half of it like this and half of it like that? What's going on? This is all what's going on in the Elameyat. The Elameyat is questioning your way of learning. And the way you're learning, we don't understand it. We understand the Tanakhama. We understand Rabbi Yossi. What's Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda? And the only way to learn is that Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda and the Tanakhama actually argue what is the top of the Mizbech? Is the top of the Mizbech Bechlal called Yerech HaMizbech? And if you're going to learn like that, that also doesn't work. Because that would mean that if Rabbi Yossi Ben Yehuda holds it, the top of the Mizbech is the floor. If he learns that the top of the Mizbech is the floor, that would mean that the Mizbech is in the middle. And therefore, half the Mizbech is Betzof and half the Mizbech is Bedorm. If you Shech Betzof and Yitaka doing Yerech Mizbech Tzofoyna, if you do on the Dorm, you're doing Yerech HaMizbech Droima. So then it would be kosher on the floor too? The fact that we see that the floor is not kosher. Now, you have to understand something else. That if we learn the top of the Mizbech is not Yerech, there's another very important Nekuda. And that is that Tzofen of the Azorah means something different. You understand? Meaning, until we got to the Gemara says, my Ki'ilu, and the Gemara says, Salkatai Techamina Yerech HaMizbech, and Kamash Malon, Tzofen means something different. Physically. Tzofen is north. Okay? North is the whole northern part of the Azorah is north. Right? But The Mizbeach, assuming that the Mizbeach is mamish on the north side, right? Meaning that the southern side of the Mizbeach is at the beginning of the northern side of the Azar. Okay? That would mean the whole Mizbeach is Bitzof. Right? If you learn that Yerech HaMizbeach Tzofoina does not include the top of the Mizbeach, that means that the Torah never said that the north of the Azor is kosher. The Torah only said the northern part of the northern part is kosher. The Torah only was machsher the northern part of the Mizbeach, not the northern part of the Azor. It means something different. It's a different meaning. Meaning, if you learn that Yerech HaMizbeach Tzofoim is the only place where it's kosher for Kodesh HaKadosh, and Taka the top of the Mizbeach is not called Yerech HaMizbeach. And when the Torah said Tzofoim, it was talking about the bottom, the northern part of the Azorah on the bottom of the Mizbeach, that means that the Mizbeach is too south. The Mizbeach is too south for Shechitas Kodesh HaKadosh. So that means that the north means something else. The north means beyond the northern part of the Azorah. There's a line of the northern part of the Azorah, and then there's another line, the northern part of the Mizbeach. And if the Yerech HaMizbeach is Dafke, meaning that the Torah was saying we're talking about the floor on the north of the Mizbeach, then the area where the Mizbeach is in fact is not even a kosher place for Shechita. Not just because it's in the air, but because it's not even north, it's not north enough. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not even north enough. That's what I'm telling you. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's not what if. That's what I'm talking about, what you're talking about. I'm saying that wouldn't be north enough. No, it's not north of the Yerech HaMizbeach. When the Torah was talking about, when the Torah said the Mokom Shechita, the Torah didn't just say the northern part of Azor. The Torah said the northern part of the Mizbeach, which is in the Azor. Which means that the Mizbeach is the line of how much to the north Kodesh HaKadoshim have to be. So in fact, the Mokom of the Mizbeach, forgetting it's not the ground, it's not north enough. If the top of the Mizbeach is Yerech HaMizbeach, then that means that the area where the Mizbeach is, that area is kosher. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So if you learn that the Yerech HaMizbeach is Dafke, now if you look at Tosfos, really the Shita also, Let me just give you the ice. Look at the top sheet there. The sheet of Mukubetz is on the left, the top. Be'inan al Yerech v'leko. Says the sheet of Mukubetz is in Tema. Ve'im ho'chanami. Right? To be parallel with Kabbalah and Mulchach. And that's Chavav over there, the Bina Mal Yerech Lakev. If the guy's hanging, it's no good. So what's going on? V'yesh Lema, the Chosom Le'inyan Avir, the Torah the Shochat. Lagabi Hochi Havi Dafka Yoch. Avokan Rav Ba'avir Shochet. You're shechting on top of the Mizbech. You're not shechting in the Avir. Right? That's the first teretz. So the first teretz seems to be saying that when the Torah said Al Yerach, right, it wasn't saying that it has to be on that part of the Azara. It wasn't qualifying which part of the Azara is kosher. It was just saying don't be on the ear. Don't be on the ear. Meaning, where the Mizbeach is a makom that's kosher for Shechit. When the Torah said, Yerach HaMizbeach, it wasn't saying, you have to be on this, talking about where you're standing, on this side of the Mizbeach, on the northern side of the Mizbeach. That's not what the Torah was saying. The Torah was just saying, so why did the Torah use the Lashon, the northern side of the Mizbeach? You have to understand, the Torah should have just said, so fine, the Torah shouldn't have said, Yerach HaMizbeach. When the Torah says Al Yerach HaMizbeach, by definition, the Torah is qualifying only that part for Shechita, which is the northern side of the Mizbeach, not the northern side of the Azor. The northern side of the Mizbeach. Technically, even if the Mizbeach would be completely in the Dorm, and the northern side of the Mizbeach would be a little bit in the Dorm, would also be kosher. North of the Mizbeach. You understand what I'm saying? The Torah, when the Torah guided us with the Shech Tiskorm, the Torah used the Mizbeach as the location by saying, Al Yerach HaMizbeach Tzofein. So therefore, the Torah, we're so focused on the north of the Azara, the north of the Azara, but the Torah says, Al Yerach HaMizbeach. So there's two ways to learn Yerach HaMizbeach. One way, and that's what the Shita said, one way to learn is the reason why the Torah used the Yerach HaMizbeach, really, it's the Azara. And really, the Torah wasn't trying to say that only the northern part of the Mizbeach is kosher. The Torah was saying, don't north, Azara, and be on the ground, don't be hanging in the air. So Yerach wasn't there to tell you Yerach HaMizbeach Tzofena, we're talking about that northern part of the Azara. The Torah was giving you a din in the Gavra, not in the Chefza. The Chefza remains with our elementary understanding that the north means the north of the Azara, which is no question, that's the way we learned in third grade. Right? The north of the Azara. Right? The Torah said Yerach HaMizbeach. Yerach HaMizbeach is only teaching you don't be hanging in the Luft. Huh? Yerach of what? Okay. So that's the Shita's first pshat. The Shita's second pshat wasn't coming to tell you. It was just telling you, Hainu Li'inyan Avir. That's why it says Yerach. The Torah of the Shochan, the Gabi Hochi, Havi Dafka Yerach. But that's what Yerach is teaching you. The next thing, Adol Khan, Lav Bavi Yoshochet. So the Shita Mugubetzes is saying that on this side, Lachor, on this side, he's saying, this is a Kiyam of Tzofen. Because the only reason why it wouldn't be Tzofen, according to this version, is because you're hanging in the Luft. You're not hanging in the Luft. And that's the Kamash Malon. How do I mean it would be that this is not kosher? Kamash Malon, that the Yerach HaMizbeach is only telling you not to hang in the air. Meaning, if the Yerach HaMizbeach would be telling you a location on the floor, then that would be possible. In that space, that's the Shittim Gubetz's kasha. Shittim Gubetz's kasha is that Yerach HaMizbeach is ma'akev. Okay? So this is what you have to understand. If we look at just Yerach HaMizbeach as our guide, then anything from the north of the Mizbeach onward is kosher, and anything from the Mizbeach south is posel. Not because it's the south or north of the Azara, because it doesn't fit the guide that the Torah gave us, which is that the north side of the Mizbech is kosher for Shechitas Kodshim, and the south side, and the Mizbech, and anything south of it is posh for Kodshim Kodosh. Okay? But that's all assuming that when the Torah said Yerech HaMizbech, it was talking about the location of the Shechita. If the Torah was only telling you north, and the reason why he used the Lashon of Yerech wasn't in its association of the Azorah, but as much that you should be standing there. And like David said, it could have really just said Yerech something else, but that's practical. Torah's talking practical. You're shechting on the ground, on the north, of the north side of the Mizbeach. That's where you're shechting. If that's all it was, then we're fine. That's the Shita's two tzadim. The first side of the Shita is that. That's the Shita's question. Yerech is Ma'akev. How could HaGemara say otherwise? The Gemara Chavov says Yerech is Ma'akev, which means Yerech is Dafka. He says, no, it's not Dafka. It's only telling you can't hang in the Luft. But the second terrace of the Shita, the Oid Yishlema, the Kamash Malon, Dal Yerech Mikri, that this is called Al Yerech. Now this is questionable. What does that mean, Dal Yerech Mikri? What's the Kamash Malon? Is the Gzeres HaKosov that the Mokom Mizbeach has the Maila of the floor that's on the north side of Mizbeach? Is that what the Pasuk is saying or not? Or you could say that the Kamash Malon is that the Mokom Mizbeach is Kosher for Shechita. Meaning we just moved over, we just moved the north a little further north. We brought in the northern side of that. You follow what I'm saying? The first Teretz of the Sheet is clear. That the Mokom Mizbeach is a Mokom Kosher for Shechita. And the only Havamin is that it wouldn't be good is because you're not on the floor. Kamash Malon, that's okay, you just can't be swinging. You can't be swinging. You have to be grounded. You're grounded, that's good enough. The second Teretz where the Shechita says, Kamash Malon, now we have to know what's the Kamash Malon. Is the Torah now establishing a new Yerech HaMizbeach, meaning the top of the Mizbeach is also kosher? Or is the Torah saying, it's true without this, we would say that the Mokom Shechit is only till the northern side of Mizbeach. Kamash one that it's through the northern side, that's open for debate. How to learn this Teretz. And this could, like I said, this would make an afkamina as far as Kabbalah and all the other halachas. But I found something fascinating, that the Rambam, when he brings the din of our... See, the Gemara brings a pasuk, right? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says here, and what about Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda? We're back to the problem. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, Mamar Shuch. So why according to him is it? The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda? So Taka, why not? Says the Gemara, Amalel! Hochi Koma! This is what Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Hochi Koma, Rabbi Yosi. Shnei Mikrachadosh. So the Gemara is mashma that both of the Tanoim need this pasuk. That means Sai Rav Yosi the Tanakami needs a pasuk to say that Rosh Mizbech is kosher, and Sai Rav Yosi by Yehuda needs a pasuk. The Gemara says Shnei Mikrachadosh. Vizavachto Olav Eseleisecho Veshlemecho. So they learn the pasuk here is coming to teach you the new halacha. Rav Yosi Sovar. Kulei loyal, the kulei mushlam. The whole mizbech is kosher. Right now, what do you need? Stam al asur kasha. What do you need to tell me it's kosher for shlamim? See, the Gemara is going to handle with that. Reishi bayudu savar chokei chetziv loyal chetziv mushlamim. Clearly, what the Gemara is for sure, according to Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, it's a new gzeres hakosef. Because he holds the whole Mizbeach is Bedor. On him we have no question. He definitely learns that Yerech Mizbeach Tzafoyna means only the northern side of the Mizbeach. He taka holds that if you shecht on the ground over there, it's no good. So he clearly holds it's the Mokom of the Mizbeach is Pasuk. So the top of the Mizbeach is working for a new Pasuk. And now the Gemara is saying that the Tanakhama also needs that pasuk. Tanakhama also needs that pasuk. Right? which is mukhrach, that the Tanakhama also is only being machshir Rosh HaMizbeach because of the new Gzeres HaKosov. You understand? Rav Yossi Bayuda, we understand, needs a pasuk. Because according to him, this is not kosher. If you shecht it on the ground over here, that's what we said. That if you shecht kosher kadoshim over there, it's possible. That means if Yossi Bayuda holds, Yank, if your case in Mizrach over there is possible, according to Yossi Bayuda, that means he holds that that's zikr dar. That's zikr dar. That's what he holds. So he needs the pasuk to say that the top of Mizbech is kosher. But the Gemara is saying that the Tanakhama also needs that pasuk. Shnei mikrach adorshu. Tanakhama also needs that pasuk. Why does Tanakhama need that pasuk? This is a vachta olav. Says the Gemara, Rav Yossi savar kulei lo olav kulei lo shlomim. It's all kosher for both. Rav Yossi bayudu savar chokeu chetziv lo olav chetziv lo shlomim. So the way we were learning, it's very geschmack, because the top of the Mizbech is a separate location. It's taka not Yerech HaMizbech. It's taka not Yerech HaMizbech. Right? And Lamaisa, it's a separate location. And it's kosher because of this new pasuk of the Zavach Olav. And this would also explain why, according to Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda, there's a din Sofen and Dorim on top of the Mizbech, even though what do you gain, according to Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda? What benefit is there to tzofen of the Mizbeach? It's as much tzofen as the dorm side of the Mizbeach. Meaning, according to Yossi by Yehuda, that the top of the Mizbeach is not but tzofen, it's bedorm. And kenegde b'karka is posel. What does he gain on the tzofen side of the Mizbeach? You want to divide it, you could divide it from Mizrach to Ma'ariv, you could divide it, whatever. There's no Ma'ariv, Sofen is Dorm. Sofen is Dorm. The Torah says that the top of the Mizbech is its own Mokum. So in that Mokum, there's a Din Sofena. It's its own Mokum. Tate, if the top of the Mizbech would be working within the Karaka of the Azara, there'd be no Ma'ariv. The northern Kotshi Gedoshim Sheshachtim B'Dorim is just as possible if you shechted 1 inch in the Dorim or 20 amas into the Dorim. There's no benefit. It's not a fadeaway Kedusha that the more south you go, the less Kedusha you have. Even before it works that way, but it doesn't work that way over here. Yeah? The Kedusha doesn't. It's interesting, Doc. I know the Kedusha also works. The more south you go, the Kedusha is. Yeah. But Lamai said, so what's the ma'ariv? But the way we're learning, it's very geshmak, because the top of the Mizbech is its own location. It's its own location. It's not the tzofen. It's its own location. Now, in this new location, there's a din tzofen. That makes sense. That just like in the Azor, the Torah was machadish. Kotshim Kedoshim go b'tzofen of the Azor. And Kotshim Kalim go even b'dorim of the Azor. So now the Rosh HaMizbeach, once the Torah tells me to split it, this new location split, so logic dictates that the north of this new location should be for Kotshim Kedosh. And the south should be for Kotshim Kedosh. Still makes a lot of sense. Tis ha'kadayt ha'kulu lo'olo kosher. Hash ha'kulu lo'olo kosher kulu shlomo mi'boyah. So therefore the Torah is coming to divide it. Okay, v'idoch also fits very well with the way we're learning. It's through Chsalkadai v'chamin ha'olud l'ochek v'moka avu shlom v'chik v'moka me'imu le'ol k'mash mo'an. It's very geshmak the way we're learning because the top, the mokum of the Mizbeach is really not a mokum, not of Kotshim Kedoshim, not of Kotshim Kedoshim. So it's a new thing, a new heter the Torah gave. So maybe the Torah only gave this new sub, it's a substitute location. Says the Sankadai de Chamine that the substitute location was only given for Oila because there you're very limited where you have on the ground. You can only do the Tzofen. So the Torah gave you a substitute location. But the Shlomim, which has the entire Azorah, maybe the Torah didn't give a substitute location. If you learn the top of the Mizbeach is Yerach, so what's the Sankadai de Chamine? You understand? The way we're learning that the Tapanim is Berech is its own location. Right? So now we understand the Salkadai Techamina, that the Torah only gave that substitute location for Kodesh Kedoshim, which as it is very limited, so the Torah gave it an extra place. Mashenkin Kodesh Kalim. No. But if you learn the Tapanim is Berech is Sofim, makes no sense. If the Tapanim is Berech has the Kedusha of Sofim Azorah, so why can't you Shech Kodesh Kalim? What's the Salkadai Techamina? What's the Salkadai Techamina? Right? The Gemara is saying clearly that if the Torah would have just said Vizavach to Olav Eloi Secho, then it would be possible for Shlomo. Why would it be possible for Shlomo? It's Sofim. Why in the world would it be possible? The Teretz is, it's not Sofim. It's a new location. It's the Kilu. We go back to that Kilu. It's not Sofim. It's not Sofim. It's not Dorm. It's something different. The Torah never addressed this location. The Torah was Machshir Reish HaMizbeach, Anu HaOche. And it's working out Reish HaMizbeach. And that is more saying, Salkadai Techamina. So now I want to tell you another Chiddush. Hagam that Tosfos says that L'chol should be kosher even L'chatchila. Midarais. We have a pasuk. V'zavach to'olam v'lesech. Kosher L'chatchila. L'chol Tosfos is right, right? L'chol I mean, the Torah is machshir and Rosh HaMizbeach. So it's kosher. Right? L'chol there's no other way to learn. Tosfos comes up with a mahalach. Maybe it's a gzeiras glowing. But L'chol should be kosher L'chatchila. But the gzeir is a difficult gzeir, because like we said, many hold that if the Torah was mat or something, chachom don't make gzeirs. But if you look at Rambam, the Rambam brings down our and the Rambam is very precise where he puts halachas. In Gantz Maisa Korbonis, the Rambam does not bring down our Mishnah. That means together with the halachas, where the Rambam talks about Mokom Shchitas Kotshim, he doesn't talk about Reish HaMizbeach. He brings Reish HaMizbeach here in Psulei Mekdoshim, Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin. The Rambam says, Kodesh Kedoshim Sheshachtin B'Dolaim. He says over there, Molei Yerdu, and then he brings down the din of our Mishnah. He says, it's really before this, right at the beginning. Kodesh Kedoshim Sheshachtin B'Reish HaMizbeach is kosher. Right? As though he again uses the Lashem Mishnah Kilu, the Rambam also says Kilu, not it's Kilu, and then he says Shemema v'zavach to'ol v'nosecha shlomecha melame shamizbeach roin v'shchita asoil v'shchita shlom. Also, he puts in shchita shlom. That if the Torah wouldn't have been megala, it wouldn't have been kosher for shchita shlom. That means it's a new location. But just think about it. Why does the Rambam put in psulim mukdash? She put a ma'aseh kabanas. There's nothing to do with psulei mukdash. There's nothing with psulei mukdash. Nobody holds that it's only kosher b'dihevet. It's kosher. Tosfos comes up with maybe a gezeirah of golem. Why is the Rambam bringing psulei mukdash? How long do psulei mukdash? But I want to tell you, I think what's a pashut pshat. The way we're learning now, if somebody shechs a korban on the top of the mizbeach, he's takam mevatel the mitzvah of Aliyah HaMizbeach. Because he didn't shecht it b'tzov. It's kosher because there's another pasuk of that the mizbeach is korban shechted on the mizbeach is kosher. L'esecho, shlomecho. It's kosher if you shecht the oil there. Kosher if you shecht the shlomim there. You found an embassy. It's an alternative. It's an alternative makom kosher, but it's not an alternative where you could be mekayim in the mitzvah of al yerech. So you talk about mevatel yerech hamizbeach. By the way, according to this, it's very good why the Mishnah uses a lashon b'di'evet. Tosfos says a kasha. Why is the Mishnah using a lashon b'di'evet? The Mishnah uses a lashon b'di'evet because you're mevatel al yerech. It's a new location. And and lechatchil in the halacha of chatas and osham, the Torah said al yerech. So you mevatel vase. Normally, if you mevatel vase, it's possible. But we have a new pasuk that says that anything that's shechted in this location. So it could very well be that there are, again, there's different ways. You could learn now that the Torah said it, so now it's not just a substitute kosher, it's the ketchila and it's the mitzvah. I'm not saying you can't learn that way. But you can also learn the other way. It's not shver to say that it's only b'di'evit. Memela, that's why the Rambam brought it down in Psulia Mukdash. Because this is not the right location. This is in Psulia Mukdashim. In the areas where you're not supposed to shecht, it's kosher. So the Rambam didn't record this halacha in Uchas Ma'aseh Korbanos, because Ma'aseh Korbanos is Yerech Mizbech Tzefoina. This is recorded here. That's what comes. Okay, we'll stop here for today. The first Amud.